This is KCUR 89.3. Tomorrow, a comprehensive revamp of Missouri's ethics laws and redistricting process goes into effect. Voters overwhelmingly approved Amendment 1, otherwise known as Clean Missouri, last month. The redistricting process will be unique in the U.S., and as KCUR's Samuel King reports, that's why some opponents want to give voters another say in the matter.
Kansas City Attorney Eddie Grime holds on to a copy of Amendment 1 in a manila folder and constantly refers to it. He challenged the ballot measure in court before the election and may do so after as well.
Most voters think they voted for ethics reform. I don't think most voters believe that they put into place this Frankenstein monster of a redistricting law.
And he says that's not the only way the law can be opposed. He's treasurer of a new Republican-backed campaign committee called Fair Missouri.
And that committee is studying and supporting possible ballot measures. And some very simple fixes can be made and are necessary for this redistricting reform to work.
Amendment 1 moves responsibility for drawing the state's legislative maps from a bipartisan commission to a state demographer appointed by the auditor. The commission still gets the final say on the maps. The amendment also requires that competitiveness and partisan fairness be primary factors in drawing districts, which experts say would help the Missouri General Assembly better reflect the state's voting patterns.
And given the fairly close proximity of the Republicans and Democrats in terms of numbers in the state, we may see more and more competitive elections and some changes in terms of partisanship in the state house.
That's University of Central Missouri professor Robin Kuhlman. She says fewer candidates ran unopposed in this year's midterms, but few races ended up being competitive. An Associated Press analysis found that while Republicans received 57% of the vote in state house races this year, they ended up with 74% of the seats. Arizona also uses competitiveness as one factor in drawing its districts, but those who study the issue say Missouri adds another dimension.
Missouri is the only one that I know of that requires a very precise definition of partisan fairness.
Eric McGee is a research fellow at the Nonpartisan Policy Institute of California. He's also the one who came up with the formula Missouri will now use to measure partisan fairness, called the efficiency gap. Put simply, McGee says that since a candidate only needs one more vote than your closest opponent to win, any votes beyond that are wasted.
And so the efficiency gap is just a measure that sums up those wasted votes and makes sure that both parties have roughly equal numbers of them.
But it's a formula that raises the ire of people like Grime.
This amendment creates this really complicated formula. And the problem with the formula is that you've got to get as close to zero as possible.
The AP also found Democrats could gain more than a dozen seats under the formula. That's still not enough to take control, but it means Republicans could lose their supermajority in a Missouri General Assembly. Despite that possibility, some Democrats, like State Senator Kiki Curls of Kansas City, join many Republicans in opposing Amendment 1. Because it lessens the importance of compact and contiguous districts, some argue it may dilute the voting power of minorities. That's because voters in the Democratic urban cores of Kansas City and St. Louis would likely have to be lumped in with voters from more Republican and rural areas to make the numbers work. But Clean Missouri campaign manager Sean Sonkler-Nicholson points to the support of civil rights groups like the NAACP.
We have made sure that those protections for voters of color come first before everything else.
And McGee says the goals of fairer maps and equal protection are not mutually exclusive.
Those goals can come into conflict. They don't necessarily have to. There are so many different ways of drawing districts that often it is possible to pursue both goals at the same time.
While ethics changes like restrictions on lobbyist gifts will have an impact in Jefferson City relatively soon, the new maps would not take effect until the 2022 election. So there's plenty of time for the redistricting process to be refined and for opponents to Amendment 1 to push for changes. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Samuel King.